Hello, welcome to Feather and Foundation, a place where positivity, possibilities, joy, beauty, and creativity exist. I'm Amber Campbell. Welcome back if you've been joining along in our episodes of our brand new podcast. And if you're brand new, welcome. We're glad that you're here. I recognize that there are a lot of voices out there and you have a lot of choices with your time. My intention is that this blesses you in some way. So thanks for joining in. So we've been talking about for the past few weeks about that one word of the year. What is that one word that is kind of like your North Star? And you focus your intentions on that one word, and then you just see all kinds of things when you're reading something, when you're writing, how that word comes to just breathe life into your intentions. And so we started with our one word, and our very first podcast was beginnings and talking about what did it look like to create some new beginnings in your new year. And what did that look like? And it was very exciting to hear a lot of you share what those beginnings were and what you were doing. And then our next week was intentions of how to breathe our focus and breathe our belief in intentions of what is it we want to create? What is it we want to have more of? Whether it's also material things, but also joy or peace. And so we talked about intentions. We talked about the match game. So if you've not listened to that episode, you might want to go back and listen to episode 2 about intentions. Last week, we talked about dreams, and it was perfect with in honor of Martin Luther King Day of his famous I Have a Dream speech. And so this week, what is our wow word for this week? Are you ready? All right. Our wow word for the week, word of the week is commitment. That's right, commitment. And so for some, that has a great feel, and sometimes it's like, wow, that can be a heavier word or a serious word. So let's talk a little bit about commitment, and let's look at what that means. So it's defined as the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. The other definition is an engagement or obligation that restricts our freedom of action. And so I think I was surprised by the contrast of the definition as I read that. The dedication on one hand and then the restriction on the other hand. And so let's talk about this of where commitment exists. You know, we think about that obviously in our jobs, the commitment we have to a job. Hopefully the commitment to do a great job, that whatever job that you're working, there's a level of excellence and pride in that. A commitment if you're in a relationship to somebody else, there's a commitment there. Maybe there's a commitment to self-improvement, especially in this new year. It's new change, new beginning, new you. And so what does that look like in exercise or personal growth? Or even there's a commitment in hobbies or clubs, and certainly commitment to people. And so I think we often think about commitment, I think first and foremost, is in relationships and even in marriage. And so I think this was so interesting today as I was getting ready to share today my thoughts on commitment, was when I had gotten the download from God, I called it my divine download, about starting a podcast. And even though I don't know how to do it, and I am learning and growing, and I am grateful for feedback that people are giving. And so thank you, because it's helping me grow and develop, and I'm grateful for that. So as I was thinking about when I got the divine download of doing the podcast, and that it was going to be focusing on a word for the week, around a one word for the year, but then breaking it down into the wow words for the week. And I kind of thought, okay, well, what are some topics that I can talk about? And kind of made the list a few weeks ago, you know, a couple weeks ago, of what the topics were for the next few weeks as far as the topic. And then it could let my ideas and expand upon that. And wouldn't you know, as I talked about the intention episode of episode 2 of setting your intentions, when I created this list, and today as I'm recording it, I was just smiling because the word is commitment, and today is my mom and dad's 58th wedding anniversary. So I'm smiling about there's a match. You know how I love my matches. And so happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. I'm not even sure that they will ever hear this, but you all can just send a little happy anniversary to Mom and Dad for 58 years. And so that's commitment. And so, you know, let's look at further about commitment. The first definition is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause and activity and feel the energy in that. That's kind of like, yeah, I'm committed to show up at the golf course and golf every weekend, or, you know, committed to go to the gym, or maybe it's a fundraiser for your favorite charity that we're committed, and there's just a great energy around that commitment that we have. Then the other definition of that, it restricts freedom of action. And so sometimes something fun comes up and, oh, I can't because I've got a business commitment and I'm out of town. And so that one feels a little bit, the energy is a little bit of a, sometimes a rub, sometimes an inconvenience, sometimes it's just not as fun. And yet commitment comes with both of those things. And so my thought was, you know, of talking a little bit more today about commitment, in that I feel like our society a little bit has lost the ability to honor commitments that we make, that our word maybe isn't our bond as much, and that if something better comes along that's more exciting and more fun, then we'll jump ship after we said made a commitment to something or someone for something else. And so I think it's important that we just look at that a little bit, that what does it look when we create, when we commit? And yes, we've all had it where something, we say yes to someone or something, and then something better comes along, right? Something our heart would rather do more, or it's like, oh, how do I, and I'm like, I wish there were two of me sometimes. And so how do we be a person of our yes and our word and our bond? You know, the Bible does talk about let your yes be your yes. And so let's just kind of look at that this week and think about what does commitment create? Commitment creates trust. Commitment is a bond. Commitment even gives us security in knowing that someone or an organization or a job or whatever it is dependable. And right now, I might have the Friends theme song running in my mind of I'll be there for you, right? Because it's dependability and commitment. And so let's look this week as we look, go into our week and think about, as we say things and make commitments to other people or organizations or things, job projects or whatever, that let our yes be a yes and let us follow through of being a person of our word. And then if something else comes onto the plate that we maybe would rather do, but that we honor the commitments that we made, that our word is our bond and that we're solid in that. And then if, let's model that for our children, for our family members, people around us in our circle, to show them that what commitment can look like in their life. And that, you know, it isn't, we don't want to always quit so easily and give up so easily. We want to learn resiliency. We want to learn tenacity. I think a gift in COVID has been being able to pivot and shift, and things didn't come the way they normally came, and we had to figure a lot out, and there was a lot of pain in that and a lot of wonderful creativity in that as well. And so we want to teach our kids to honor the commitments they make. If they said yes to somebody and then somebody comes along with a better option or opportunity, honoring what they said yes to in the front end. And I remember a few years ago I was working with a business coach, and one of the assignments that we had to do was we had to ask people in our circle, in our business, and in our families. It was talking about blind spots and the things that we sometimes don't see, our own blind spots, the good or the bad. and that we needed to ask people, you know, what were some of the positive things that they saw in us, or what were the things that they admired about us, or qualities or traits. And so honestly, that's kind of a weird question to go up to someone and ask, to say, hey, what is so great about me, right? And right, it's uncomfortable. But part of it was to help us determine where were our blind spots, because sometimes we think blind spots are the bad things we don't see, and we need to open our eyes up and learn and grow from those, for sure. But a lot of times we can have blind spots out of about really great qualities that we have, and we don't want to own them. We kind of, somebody says, oh, you're so good at blah, 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 and we say, oh, and we try to throw it down and not own it. And so it was just sort of a self-awareness exercise to see what other people see. And so I ask, you know, several colleagues, I've asked superiors, I ask peers, I ask people that that I lead and mentor, I ask people in my family, I ask people outside my circle to see what that would look like. And so I decided to ask my son, and at the time he was in college. And the thing he said to me was, he said, you know, Mom, first of all, you're always a cheerleader and you're always positive and all that. But the second thing he said was, he said, Mom, you don't quit. You don't quit. You just don't quit. You don't give up and you don't quit. And I later thought about that, and I thought, wow, that's a really powerful, powerful example of commitment. Of showing that if I've committed to something, that I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to come back at it again. And so that made me really proud as a mom, to see that as a mom, I could model that for my son, to show him what commitment looked like. And of course, his father's honoring it as they're modeling it as well, but the ability that he saw that trait in me. And so commitment's important, and we need to be passing it along, and we need to be modeling it and showing it in our families, in our words, in our, you know, taking on projects in clubs, in our churches, of saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I'll make sure I do this, that we follow through and honor those commitments that we make, whether they're short term, whether they're long term, that it's so very important. And so I thought this week for you to just take some time as you go about your week this week, on our word of commitment, and to think about what am I saying yes to? And maybe that's a thing, instead of just being a people pleaser and always saying yes to everybody because you want everybody to like you, maybe that's a pause and another topic for another day, of how to take a moment and pause and say, you know what, let me think about that, or let me get back to you. Or if your insides are saying no, 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 then just be like, you know what, right now that's a no for me. It may not be a forever no, but it's definitely a no right now. And so we can do that. But that looking at our commitments that come across our path in this week, in all of the commitments, and what do they look like? And what is the energy are we pursuing with it? Is it a one of being dedicated, or does it feel like it's lack of restriction and freedom? And we need to look at that energy level as well. And so just be aware this week of the commitments that you're making, your yes be a yes. And then being that woman of your word, if you say to somebody, hey, let's go do lunch, then commit to it and be that woman of your word, or a person of your word, honoring the commitments that you make. Your word is your bond, and people trust you. They feel safe with you. They know you've got their back. And that's a really beautiful, wonderful relationship building with people, of dependability, of your character and how you move around in the world for people. And so, can't wait to hear. I know this one's a harder one this week, commitment, right? It's not as like, woo, as some of the other things, but it's an important one. And so, if we can help model what commitment looks like to each other, to our children, to our jobs, to ourselves, what's the commitment to ourselves, right? Then I think this world is going to be even more beautiful and more powerful, and lots of incredible things are going to happen. So check us out. If you haven't, like us on Instagram, Feather and Foundation, share it with your friends, and We're on Spotify and Apple Music as well. And so thank you for joining us in this journey. You know, this is all new and it's exciting and it's fun. And so thank you for your comments, your likes, your feedback, and reach outs. So I appreciate that. And I would love to hear how commitment shows up for you this week and your awareness around it. And I can't wait for next week's wow word of our week at Feather and Foundation.